We'll start our earth element practice in child pose. So you may like to pop your socks off when you're ready. Into child pose. So sink back towards your heels and arms by your sides. Rest the forehead on the floor. Surrender forwards, melting into the floor. And just feel released and restful here. So there's something very humble about bowing to the earth and knowing that you're part of something bigger. And when we bow down to the earth and connect to the earth, we seem to tap into a calmness. And the body is still. And the mind and go a little quieter. So we're going to practice a very grounding sun salutation, remaining connected with the earth. So just bring your arms forward in child pose, extended child pose. Just take a few breaths here. Feel the floor beneath your hands. Spread your fingers, connect with each pad of every finger. And when you next take an in-breath, lift the arms, lift the chest, reach up tall as you kneel. And if it suits you, just look up, a little back bend here. And then exhale, bow again to extended child. And then you're coming up into cat pose, so lift the bottom off your heels, look up, stick your bottom in the air. And then round into cat pose, dropping chin to chest. Breathe in, looking up again, lift that tailbone high into cow. And now tuck your toes under, push up into a downward facing dog. Wonderful. Back to all fours, sink back into extended child. And take a moment here, connecting with the earth beneath you. So try and find a gentleness, a kindness. And we're going to flow again. So take an out breath. On your next in breath, lift the arms, sit back onto your heels, looking to the hands. Exhale, bow to the earth, surrendering forwards. Coming into cow pose, so shift the weight forwards, look up, and then rounding into cat pose. Looking up again on the inhale, and tuck toes under, downward facing dog. Lovely. Back to all fours, sink nice and low back to child pose. Lovely. Let's flow again. So breathe in, lift the arms, exhale, bowing to the earth. Cow pose, shift weight forwards, look up, stick tailbone in the air, rounding into cat. Exhale, inhale, cow pose, downward facing dog. Back to all fours, sinking low. Lovely. And let's repeat again. Breathe in, raising arms. Bowing to the earth. Surrender here. Looking up, take the in-breath, coming to cow. Exhale, cat. Inhale, cow. Downward facing dog. Back to all fours. And rest here in extended child. And notice your breath. Notice your heart beating. So all of our poses today are very grounding, connecting with the earth. Sometimes our mind is flighty, but we can feel nice and grounded by spreading the fingers, spreading the toes, releasing and surrendering. So when you're ready, we're coming up onto all fours. We're going into a kneeling side plank now. So just move your right foot to the right as you pivot on your right knee. Extend your left leg behind you. Tap the left toes on the floor if you can. Lift the left arm into the air. coming side on. If that's comfortable, lift the left leg into the air, flex your toes towards you, balancing here. Now spread the hand and feel connected with the earth through the knee and the lower leg and the front of the foot. And now send energy down into the earth through your right hand as you reach up with your left hand to the sky. Draw your navel in, lift your pelvic floor. Wonderful. And tap your left toe down, return to all fours. Let's try the other side. Pivot that left foot out. Extend the right leg behind you. Reach up with your right arm. If you're balanced, lift the right leg, flex the foot. Keep the breath coming in, lovely. And release the right leg down, look to the floor, melt back into child pose. Release your arms by your sides, release your wrists. Notice your heart beating, draw energy in with your in-breath. Okay, we're moving into plank position now, so onto all fours. Extend one leg behind you, tuck your toes under, keep your hips high, extend the other leg back. If it's too much, please drop to your knees. Feel the hands connecting with the earth. Now send energy down. Push into the earth. Push the shoulders away from the floor. Push into the heels. Squeeze your thighs together as though you're holding a brick between them. If that's enough for you, rest in child pose. If you want to go further, we're coming into side plank. We're going to lift the left hand. So roll onto the outside of your right foot, the inside of your left foot. Reach up with your left arm. Lovely. Look to the floor. Full plank again. Please rest if you need to. Otherwise, we're lifting the right arm. Keep that breath coming in. Push the left hand into the earth. Create energy. Beautiful. Back to plank position. Just two breaths here. And melt down into child pose. Please release your wrists. Excellent. Notice the stillness here. Okay, when you're ready, back to all fours. This time we're bringing the right foot through between the hands and beyond them, so we have a nice long stride, a kneeling lunge. So lunge low. Bring the hips forwards and connect with the hands into the earth. You can surrender down, drop chin to chest if you'd like to bow towards the earth. And every time you breathe out, just feel the body letting go, surrendering downwards. Okay, so just make sure you do feel grounded. So you may like to really spread the toes of the right foot and ground that right foot. And then notice the left foot, which is pointed. Spread your toes. Now push into both feet and the left lower leg as you sweep your hands high. You can keep your gaze forward if you'd like to add a back bend, looking to your hands now into crescent moon pose. Lovely soft shoulders. Okay. So bring your hands now to your waist. We're going to tuck the left toe under and lift the back leg up. Now, if you need support of the floor, you can ground your hands and just come into a slightly higher lunge, lifting the knee off. Okay, if you're in your lunge, wherever you are, drop the left knee down now. Take a couple of breaths here. Lovely. Lift the left leg up, straighten that back leg. And then drop the left knee down again. Lovely. And one more. Lifting, holding. Feel connected with the earth. Drop the left knee down. Ground your hands back to all fours. Let's rotate into the hips. Let's release those hip flexors. So making lovely big circles with the hips. then circling the other way. And then let's repeat the same on the left side. So sweep the left foot through and beyond the hands. Kneeling lunge, left side sinking into your left hip flexor. Just make sure that left foot's nice and forward, so when you're bending that left knee, it's over the ankle, not the toes. Okay. When you're ready, sweeping hands high, crescent moon pose. Bring the breath in. So the options are either hands onto the waist or hands grounded. We're lifting the right knee up now, so tuck the right toes under, extend the back leg. And drop to the right knee. Again, breathe in to lift, breathing here as you hold. Again, exhale, drop the knee down. One final time, breathing in to lift. Send energy down into the earth. Bend that right knee, wonderful. Again, all fours. And let's rotate into the hips. And circles the other direction. And then a blissful downward facing dog, tucking toes under. Pedaling out the heels and the back of the legs. Just listen to what your body needs. And just mounting into child pose again. So ensure that breath is completely settled. Surrender down to the air. Okay. When you're ready, back to all fours, transitioning into downward facing dog. And then walk your feet towards your hands. Come into Uttanasana, forward bend. Just hang here like a rag doll. You can have bent knees or straight legs if you're feeling warm. Breathe into the back of your heart space. Now notice your feet. Are they parallel? Are your toes level? How does the mat feel beneath your feet? Grip the floor. Feel connected. And when you're ready, rolling up one vertebrae at a time, coming to Tadasana. Okay. So 90% of our brain capacity goes to keeping us upright in gravity. So that only leaves 10% for the brain to heal the body and to work everything else. So 90% is pretty high. So a good posture ensures that the brain can work to its best capacity in healing the other elements. So from Tadasana, we're going to move into a balance. We're going to transition from eagle pose into warrior three. So you may like to take yourself back to halfway back. So as you go into eagle, just make sure that right foot's nice and grounded, spread the toes, really grip into the floor. Just like a tree, send roots down from the feet. Bend into that right knee slightly, the body's lifted. Focus on something ahead of you or your third eye. And then wrap the left leg around the front of your right leg and maybe hooking toes behind you. And here the right arm is on top of the left. Either hugging or bending the elbows, allowing the palms to meet. And if they are, just lift those elbows. Okay, so we're going to gently move into warrior three. So release your arms from your bind. Kick your left leg back, extend it behind you. You can either have an aeroplane with the arms behind you. If you feel stronger, extend your arms ahead of you. Wonderful. Lift the chest, return to your eagle pose. Right arm on top of left. Again, find your warrior three or aeroplane. Move your gaze or drishti point to the floor. Find eagle once more to finish. Right arm over left. And release your bind, release the legs. Just notice how your right foot feels. Does it feel heavy? Have you made a footprint in your mat? Okay, left side now. Spread that foot. Very important to feel grounded and connected with the floor. When you really bend slightly into your left knee, wrap your right leg around the front and then behind that left leg. This time, left arm on top of right, bending at the elbows, palms meeting. Lift elbows high. Transition, when you feel steady, into your warrior three. One side might be easier than the other. Find eagle again, easing gently back. Left arm on top of right. Very nice. And warrior three again, or aeroplane. And find eagle to conclude. Spread the foot. Send energy down, but keep the body lifting. Draw the navel in. And gently release. Beautiful. Find a forward bend. Just melt down. Just let go. You may like to shake the head. Nod the head. And when you're ready, rolling up one vertebrae at a time. Okay, so we're going to try the tree pose, again transitioning into your warrior three. So just like a tree, remember, send the roots down from the four corners of your right foot. The leg and the body are your trunk, the arms are your branches. So bring the left foot either above or below your knee on the right inner leg, or cross the left foot over the front of the right thigh in half lotus. When you feel steady, bring your hands to your heart, fix your gaze. When you feel steady, raise your arms above your head, extend those branches high, and squeeze up and lift the pelvic floor. As you exhale, draw your navel in. Transition slowly now into your warrior three or aeroplane. Lovely. Raise the chest, return to tree. Bring your hands to your heart. Again, raise the arms above your head, reaching tall. Transition warrior three. Wonderful balancing, well done. Back up to your tree, bring the hands to your heart. Notice the power of your foot and your leg in the floor and shake it out, well done. And the left side, left foot grounded. Tap your right toes, focus on your drishti point ahead of you, find tree. Breath coming in. When you feel steady, extend those arms up. Moving into warrior three. Nice and smooth. Steady. Solid. Return to tree. Breathe in and rise. Exhale, hands to your heart space. Again, reach those branches into the air, reach the arms high. Warrior three. Tree pose. Hands to the heart. And find Tadasana, lovely. Shake out the feet. Beautiful. Again, melt into a forward bend, Uttanasana. Notice your feet as you bow to the earth. Breathe into the back of the whole spine. So from here, very slowly roll up one vertebrae at a time. We're going to flow into Surya Namaskara B. With a variation, we're going to also add a Warrior Two. Okay. So please have water if you need it. And then we'll flow. So remember, in Surya Namaskara B, we start and finish with a chair pose. So you may just want to feel nice and grounded to start with. Feet parallel, hip distance apart. When you're ready, take an out breath as you bend the knees, sweep the fingertips to the floor and rise now into chair, body at 90 degrees to your thighs. As you exhale, fold into a forward bend. And then inhale, look up, hands on the floor or on your shins. Ground your hands and step back into plank position. A vinyasa now, so either knees, chest, chin or press up to the floor, coming into cobra or upward facing dog. Exhale, downward facing dog. Then turn the left toes out, ground the back foot, sweep the right foot through between the hands, raising up to warrior one, chest forwards. And we're just going to open up into a warrior two, so sinking nice and low. And here, just bring your arms behind you, take hold of your right wrist, and now open the chest, and now sink lower and ground those feet, making sure they're both grounded. From here, look to the right foot, cartwheel hands to the floor, step back to down dog. If you'd like to have a vinyasa, plank position, knees, chest, chin, or chaturanga, upward facing dog, downward facing dog. And then turn your right toes out, ground that foot, step the left foot through between the hands, find warrior one, inhale. Exhale into warrior two. And this time, take the hands behind you, take hold of your left wrist. Open the chest, lovely straight spine. Draw the pelvic floor up, squeezing tummies in. Connect with the earth with your feet. I'll be looking to the left foot, cartwheel hands to the floor, find downward facing dog. If you'd like to add a vinyasa, plank, down to chaturanga, upward facing dog, downward facing dog. And then hold your downward facing dog now for five breaths. And after your five breaths, look forwards, step or jump through. Keep looking up on the inhalation. Exhale, nose to knees. And then find chair pose. Sweep hands high, bending, sitting onto your chair. And then standing tall, exhaling, arms down by your sides. Let's take a moment here in Tadasana. Recover your breath. Going to take a wide-legged forward bend now so you can all face me, but use the length of your mat. You may like to stagger yourselves. Hands onto your waist. Just breathe in, look up, extend the spine, draw the navel in. Exhale, fold forwards, hinging at the waist. Melt the hands now to the floor. Imagine a line from the big right toe to the left big toe. Fingertips are on that line. Push with your hands, draw the crown of the head towards the floor. Notice where the weight is in your feet and the hands. Make it equal between all four corners of hands and feet. Feel the earth beneath you. And then look to your right foot. Walk your hands to your right foot. Pivot the right foot forwards. Come into a long, low lunge. Lovely. Softening here. Noticing every point of your body that's connected with the earth. Both feet, the left toes, the hands. Lovely. So we're going to try and straighten the leg. Pivot the right foot round so it's parallel with the left foot. Take that forward bend again. in the center. And then walk your hands over towards your left foot. Pivot the left foot so that you can come into a nice high lunge with hands grounded. Lovely. And again, pivot so that your feet are parallel. Again, wide-legged forward bend. Ease yourself down. And then pivot towards the right leg again. And then bend the left knee, come to all fours, and then sink into your child pose. Melting and surrendering here. Releasing the whole body downwards to the earth beneath you. And take a moment, notice how you feel. And then you can lift your head and you can come to face the front of your mat in Dandasana. So extend your legs out in front of you. And then flex your feet, lift your heels from the floor, lovely active legs. And now drop those heels down. Going into a forward bend, bowing to the earth. So breathe in, lift the arms. Exhale, folding forwards. And mounting nose towards the knees. Keep the knees bent if you need to protect your lower back. And try and find a softness here every time you exhale. Feel the body dissolving, the whole back body from the back of the heels to the back of the head. And two more breaths here. And then look to your big toes. Reach up with your arms and exhale them down by your sides. Okay. We're going to bend the left leg now. Place the left foot on the inner thigh in Janu Shasana. Breathe in, reach the arms high. Exhale, fold forwards, bow to the earth, reach for your right leg. Just melting the whole body. Finding a quietness, a softness here. Two more breaths. And then look to your toes, reach up with your arms, exhale them down by your sides. Lovely, changing size, left leg, extended right leg bent. Breathe in, reaching tall with the arms, fold to reach the left foot and melt nose to knee this side. Be aware of your breathing as you exhale, just let go. Surrender to gravity. And two more breaths here. And then then look to your toes, reach up with your arms, exhale them down by your sides. Lovely. Okay, so let's scoot towards the front of the mat now. Reach the arms ahead of you with control, rolling down one vertebrae at a time. Nice little micro movements down. Please use your hands beside you if you need to. And when you reach the floor, hug your knees in, gently rocking in Apanasana from side to side. Lovely. So notice the connection between your spine and the floor. And extend your legs up now and flex your feet as though you're standing on the ceiling. And feel your palms in the floor as well to support you. So notice your feet above you, those precious feet that support you all day when you stand. So we're just going to part the feet slightly and just squeeze the toes and then open the toes. Squeeze them. And open them. Two more times. And then rotate both ankles any direction. And then the other way. Keep pushing the base of your spine downwards. And then draw your knees in. Yourself a hug again in Apanasana and rock again. Okay, coming into bridge pose now, so bend the legs, feet hip distance apart, bring your fingers to your heels. Scoot your shoulders together. You may like to lift the shoulder blades, squeeze them together. When you're ready, push into the feet, start to roll up one vertebrae at a time, coming onto the neck and shoulders. Lift those hips high. Feel the palms beneath you. Feel the feet. Just check if they feel weight in all four corners. Send the roots down. If you're comfortable here, cup your hands under your hips. You can lift the hips up one at a time. If that's good for you, extend your right leg out 45 degrees, or you can extend it directly into the air. Your choice, and wherever you feel comfortable, keep pushing into the left foot, but keep the right foot grounded if that's difficult today. Ground the right foot again, this time left leg lifts, extend it forwards or up. Keep pushing into the right foot, feel it grounded as it keeps both hips nice and lifted, and then ground that left foot, wonderful. Very slowly start to roll down on the exhalation. On the inhalation, roll it up again. Dynamic bridge now. So just ironing out the spine. And notice how it feels to be connected with the earth. So keep that flowing, breathing in to lift. And exhale to lower. The movement dictated by your breath. How do the feet feel in the floor? Are they completely grounded as you lift and lower? Are you rolling your feet? Or are your toes lifting? Try and keep completely connected. Two more in your own time. You've completed those two. Draw your knees in into Apanasana once more. Gently rock from side to side. So we're going into a lying twist now. So bring your feet to the floor. Scoot the heels in towards your bottom. You can bring your fingertips behind your head. And when you're ready, drop your knees to the right side. And look over your left shoulder. Just try and keep both shoulders grounded. comfortable, you can close your eyes and just surrender the weight downwards. And just scan your body. Every time you breathe out, feel the softness flowing from your toes and ankles upwards, knees, hips, shoulders, face. Notice where the body meets the earth, from the side of your right little toe, all of the way to the head and fingertips behind the head. Slowly return your gaze to the sky, ease your knees together, either one at a time or keeping them closed. So draw your heels in towards your bottom again. When you're ready, drop the knees over to the left side, keep those shoulders grounded, look over the right shoulder. Truly let go, finding a comfort here. Give in to gravity. Feel ready, easing out. And again, release your arms down by your sides, give yourself a hug and gently rock from side to side. We'll finish today's practice in Lying Goddess. So again, bring the heels, bent legs towards your bottom. Open the knees, bring the soles of your feet together, and you can bring your hands to your abdomen today. Again, notice your feet. Are your feet entirely symmetrical? Both toes touching, both big toes touching. Second, middle, fourth, and little toes in line. How does it feel for the heels to be connected? Notice the outside of your feet in the connection with the floor. And notice where your spine, your back melts into the earth beneath you. And notice the weight of your head on the floor. Grounded and connected to the earth beneath you. And notice how you feel. Two more breaths here. use your hands to draw your knees together. And a free posture now, if your body needs anything, listen to it. Maybe hugging knees, you may like to release into the hips by squeezing knees tighter or extending legs. And we'll go into a relaxation now, so if you'd like to grab some clothing, and when you're ready you can lie back.